Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Yeah. It's a Wednesday. It's half day, everybody. So what do we have in store for you today? What did they cook? The cookers that we have here who are experts when it comes to cooking in my Tsonga tone. So our parents and grandparenting, like our grandparents did, have they lost the heart of what it means to be grandparents? What are they missing? Well, you know, if you have a grandparent who's 38,
it's not gonna work out.
A grandparent who's like, no, me, I'm going to conquer.
Absolutely,
it's not gonna happen. And it's so funny that we have this topic, because I was actually having a conversation with this lady at the gym today, and I was saying to her, isn't it strange that our parents had the best times of their lives? All they did was make sure that there was a roof over your head, you went to school, there was groceries in the house. This thing of rugby is on weekends and cricket, they never entertained it. Yeah.
Never.
It never happened. Even if at school you're not happy, you were getting a lot of abuse, you'd not even share it with them. You'd fight your own battles. Yes. So that's the question today. Khomotso, this one, I'm sure any of you can relate.
No, I'm not a grandparent yet. But I also think that generally, as a people, we're exposed to so many other things.
Yeah.
So even people that are in their grandparent era, and some of themselves call themselves glammies, they really have things to do. They are not grandparents that are seated at home anymore. So if your grandparent was a CEO of whatever company or was this high-end corporate, they're not going to be sitting looking after your kids 24/7, because their bodies are used to activity. So that is why they don't get grandparents like the older grandparents.
Interesting that you interesting that you mentioned that, because the other day someone posted something very interesting. He had a picture of a 45-year-old man in 1969.
Yeah.
And a picture of a 45-year-old man now in this era.
Chalk and cheese.
They were grandparents for real. Because at my age, my grandmother was already grandmother to me.
Yeah.
At my age, she was already a grandmother to maybe a 3 or 4-year-old skumba. Yeah. And the precious things that the latest grandmothers are missing would be to see our kids walk. You've missed that. How to use the toilet paper, everything that I know growing up.
Yeah, but times have completely changed.
They've changed.
We have babysitters now. We have people that help us around the house. So that role, we've also outsourced.
Auntie.
There's no way that role could ever be the same. So what do the grannies and the grandpas do? They find things to do. They go to clubs. My grandfather used to go to a bowling club. My grandfather was a bowler.
Because I actually live next to a bowling club.
Yeah, my grandfather used to be a bowler. And even then, he was still a bit more hands-on, because Neta Alamiru Gary Wednesday, Little Friday. You know what I mean? So
I want to talk to, I want to hear from the latest grandparents. Like our grandparents, one know.
If you were a grandparent right now, would you be a grandparent like your grandmother?
I'll be a grandfather like my grandfather.
Which is?
I'll be hands on one. I'll be there.
But you won't be able to teach them things.
I would be.
How? When you are kicking every weekend?
I'm kicking every weekend, not every day. Not every day.
You are
allowed
until 6.
So here's some South African interesting stats from South Africa. Nearly 8 million children, about 38% of the child population in Mzansi, live with grandparents, many acting as primary caregivers.
Sure.
So in the UK, over half of grandparents provide regular childcare, sometimes out of necessity due to unaffordable formal childcare, taxing them emotionally and financially. So yeah, very interesting. So yeah, we'd love to hear from you, Abu Mini Koko Laba, who are listening to the show. 0636880959. 21 minutes past four.
Me and my mom would just tell my in-laws or my sister-in-laws to say, I'm not going to carry these children of yours. They are too heavy. Your husband's way too heavy. Big, chubby kids. I'm not going to carry them. So she was not grandmothering. She left them. She loved our kid, but she was not agreeing to carry them in her back and babysit them the whole month. Never.
Guys, what do you expect from the grandparents of Amabuchawanu? Remember, they were the ones who were leaving their mothers with their kids.
Dude! So now,
how are they expected to grandparent? Because when anybody was born, they were back then in their time. So now it's their time to grandparent. There's no grandparenting anymore.
I shambo koko manje abokoko be WhatsApp, abokoko be TikTok. They refuse to be grandparents. Abantwana yako bashiye ungashiyanga 1,000 and above. Otherwise, hamba nomntana wakho la uya khona. Yo, bayascama. Mina ngihlele ngimbuza umama ngithi, mara ngoba ugogo mina zanke akufuni imali ukuthi ungishiye naye. Wena and then, yo, ayisabathini, kumele bathenge amadata phela.
Very interesting, because one of our points here is that in SA, and I'm sure it's also happening in many countries, many grandparents are redefining their roles out of necessity, using virtual tools to connect when physical distance, often due to emigration, separates them from grandchildren.
Uma mami decides who to grandparent than me.
Yeah, good.
Like my mom would decide when she wants to be a grandparent, and it's not going to be every week.
But can you imagine, Skumba, Musadu about to Uluhudi seeds? Because we're not easy kids.
Can there be peace between the two of you?
But Ukatele!
Yeah.
Peace is always between the two.
No, there's no peace. I'm telling you. Ngathi listen, be on standby.
This is going to be some furniture.
That other caller also made a very good, you know, a very good point that I actually never crossed my mind. Maybe you thought about it, of how some people, when they got kids, they never looked after the kids.
Absolutely.
They dumped them with their parents. Bashia no kok abantwana. So my grandparents and jana.
Absolutely.
Look shia abantwana bin.
Zero experience.
Yeah.
Zero experience. They are
not interested. I'm following my mum's good guy. Abantwana for next 2 weeks. You know what? We gonna do that. We'll call my mom, okay. And I'll say to her, Mama, Mamela man, I'm following usana abantwana for 2 weeks.
Nyaham.
Agalalelang. But you know, I don't. Angaz. Ang mebu mamel. Oh, you mara mdasi kas ba papa
bum. Yeah.
I'm Jay.
Gonna be some furniture moving around this month, beloved.
Jay Sinister, welcome to the Diamond Life, baby. Welcome to the grandparent world, everybody. Doing interesting to hear your voice notes, guys. Be interesting. We've got a lot, like 41.
I am 45 years old today with one grandchild who's 5 years old. And I assure you, it hasn't sunk in. I mean, I'm say up and about, like I feel like I'm 18. You know, I pinch myself from time to time. Yeah, so hey, I got figured it yet. But I do spend it's kind of number one.
I am a grandparent of two. I actually became ugogo at the age of my early 40s. And my eldest grandson is 9 years, turning 10. And I've got a 3-year-old, and I'm 53. And Mina, I'm not Ukraine. I'm Uklem. My grandkids, I try to be there as much as I can for them. Unfortunately, I am a working glam, full-time job, but whenever I get a chance, I'm with them, I spoil them. Obviously, angeke ngibakhulise like my grandmother angikhulisile, because times are different, guys. But whenever I can, I'm there for them. I fetch from soccer, I drop off at parties when I'm needed. And you know, we grandparenting differently. It's 2025, guys.
I'm in a walk-off. I'm 43, even though it's indirect. Abazukulu from my cousin's side, but manginabo, especially December, masane sonke, they know I give them all the love. Ngiyabona ngizipha isikhathi sabo, ngihlala nabo. Phezu kwalokho, angifune kubuzwa ngumama mina or umama mncane or ini, bayazi gogo. Naphakathi ebantwini bathi gogo, abantu bamali ugogo ngaka. Yeah, ngugogo wabo. They must know, and that's how they call me, and I enjoy it. Angifuni ukukhuluma amanga.
Nowadays, you find a 17-year-old with a kid, and oh, mama, is about early 30s, and now lomuntu na 37 ugogo already, and I phelele la ugogo uzaba nomntwana aphinde lomntwana benomntwana, and manje you wish nje awazi ukuthi abantwana babizanani, because ugogo aphinde azala abantwana logogo. Hey, hayi wish sham.
Go busy.
Wish.
Please go ahead and dial my mom now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, please dial Katie.
Oh, you want?
I want to dial my mom. I want to give her.
When I'm at a structure like that, you need to have a reality show.
I'm phone.
And it will be so dope.
Ah, but you don't.
So as a guest from time to time,
I have a scarf in South Africa.
That's why Nami, I want to into the TV. It's funny, man. The roasting.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Roasting. How many? I want millions. Eh?
Would you be able to?
Ma.
Hello, ma.
Mama.
Oh.
Unjani?
Yeah.
Kona. Use radio before unga busy nhlamba use radio.
Semsakazweni abantwana balalela.
Ngenzani radio ngoba ngisebenza radio Sikhumbuzo.
Okay, asiyeke leyo ke. Mamela, man la ekhaya 959 bathi siyahamba for about 2-3 weeks. So sama na ma partner wethu. So ngicela ukuthi ungisalele nabantwana for 3 weeks uzobakhapha esikolweni ubalande, and then uzothi mangibuya mina bese.
Bana ma kunama rugby nge weekend na ma birthdays.
Yini uyagula kancane mhlambe.
Kanjani manje?
Mama. Ngikhapha abantwana esikolweni.
Hey, abazukulu bakabani kanti?
Mabe buya benza ama homework lawo engingawazi, bazongitshela ukuthi gogo, we don't do it like this, we do it like this.
Hey.
Eh? Hayi shemo uyani wena ufaneka sala ama partner lawa abawahlukanisa ngeke.
Angeke ngikhona number 3 weeks nami. Bafaneka sami na partner because if ane couples retreat lento siya kuyo.
Hayi nizozenzeleni ni 2 angeke 3 ukuthi ngibe kuseni mina ngikhapha nabantwana abantwana nami.
Mara abazukulu bakho do.
Hayi ngali ukuthi abazukulu bami angikwazi ngikuphike lokho. Mayivaliwe ikolo bayeza bafike bahlale nami akho nkingi. Mara le oyisho khona manje abantu abangaphilanga kahle.
So it's how about it 2 weeks?
Yes, noma bangahlala inyanga yonke la ngala leyo vuka ngeza abantwana ngisesikoleni. Angeke. Mina nganyenzela mina sefanele ngenzele la la noma bazokuthola abantwana bamusa ukukho.
Mama, le ibalekanga ebalekile ileyo ukuthi siyahamba Friday uzoba khona uzobalanda.
Nambeni kahle.
Ngilanda abantwana kusasa.
Mama,
bye bye cho. Ai.
U tasko mama bye bye cho.
Ah,
yazi ukuthi switch on your mic.
Oh, sorry. Are uphila kahle ulethe the like.
Mauti John khumbuza uBobby because uBobby calls his father Ginger.
Khumbuza Ginger.
Yeah. Can nickname.
Khumbuza if I didn't say to mom sister radio.
Yeah.
It would have been a different conversation.
It would have been
a different conversation.
Mama ki gangster guys are ngiyenza le radio ngoba mina ngisebenza.
And you know the nice thing about Skumba's mom, she's honest, ne?
Yeah.
She doesn't act up or say radio athi angisali nabo and angiyenza ama homework.
Like it was saying ngihlabise bana. Must be joking. I've done it with you guys. I'm done. But it's only fair. She's the. I also feel like I will be that grandparent. Or you brought the kid. To, I will not be a great grandmother.
Also, do you know what by law? If the parents cannot take care of the child, then unfortunately the grandparents are obligated by law. That I did not even know.
I'm 41. I have grandkids. The youngest, I think, is 2. The oldest, probably 15. I have a 3.5-year-old myself and a 9-year-old. Do you think I'm going to be grandparenting? Kwamina, I'm tired. Kwamina self, from Salofu, I need a break and I'm tired and I need somebody to take these 2 abangabam out of my hands. Oh, sends our babysitter, our whole 2-year-old Njani. It's not grandparenting, shame the side of town. No.
I still have my grandmother. She's 83 years old. I am 46 years old. I have 2 kids. She takes care of all of us. She is not wary of being a grandmother and a great grandmother. She's still going strong and she still takes care of us. My mother, on the other hand, she doesn't have time for grandkids.
Ah, shame, Mina, my mom told me straight that she's not a grandmother yet. Wamanje, she's now crying now that I've adapted to the fact of I need to look after my kids. Complaining, empty nest syndrome. How do I bring the kids when I know that you never used to be a grandmother? How do I know you're going to cope now?
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.